across Africa, the AIDS statistics are terrifying. More than 26 million people living with the virus, 2.3 million deaths a year from AIDS-related illnesses. For 12 years I've documented the effects of the disease on individual Africans, their families and communities. Over time it's become clear to me that my photographs alone can't convey the human reality of the disease. These days I travel with both a camera and a recorder so people can tell me in their own words how AIDS has changed their lives. The South Africans telling the following stories are from Luzikiziki, a rural mountain area. Poverty has always plagued the area, and now the AIDS has further complicated survival. Yet in some ways the sufferers here are more fortunate. In the past 2 years nearly 800 people in Luzikiziki have been treated with drugs. The project is administered by the local health department. However, the drugs are too expensive and too complicated to administer in poor African communities. The project relies on nurses in clinics rather than on doctors in hospitals, and on inexpensive ordinary drugs. Instead of dreading the disease as a killer, something to be denied rather than faced, the people of Luzikiziki now see it as a manageable chronic illness. Patients, as well as their families, medical staff, and others in the community, wear t-shirts with an HIV-positive logo. The openness with which people here confront their condition has given them a strength and bravery I find humbling.